Did you see that? Speaking of The Rock, that promo he's doing right now, we were joking about it, where he's like, he posted something on his social where he's like, it's a Teremana, his tequila. Mm. It's a promo thing he's doing that if you go to a restaurant and order some of his tequila, and if you get chips and guac, the guac is on The Rock. And if you can send the receipt to...
He puts it on himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He smothers himself in your guac.
He's like, all right, that's another one. He's like on Twitch just chatting. He's just like, all right, guys. He's in the fucking pool with
doing
like a onesie.
Squats.
Yeah. Oh, we got a $500 bit donation. That's a squat. In
thank
front
you.
Of the thank you. Oh, you. But
yes, yes, yes.
Dude, I would kill to see him doing that shit.
That's why he's late.
Another guac. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yum, yum, yum. And they're like, The Rock is late for the fucking movie. Yes, yes, yes.
He's just Twitch streaming.
He's bathing in guacamole for 8 hours, dude.
Every fucking week, new movies get released. How does anyone ever see these? There are too many movies.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude.
Welcome to There Are Too Many Movies, dude. Go Stars. We're in the playoffs. Playoffs! This week on There It's Many Movies, we watched Challengers. Before we talk about Challengers, we're going to talk about what we've been watching. I'm Chris Collins.
Josh, the Josh Rodriguez Film School University.
That was sick. That was a sick drop. Can you hear it again?
Hey, if you do that drop anymore, you're going to cause millions of dollars in delays on this podcast.
Oh, shit.
Better pee in a bottle.
Shout out to The Rock, who causes $1 million of delays on his film set.
He's fucking heel Rock. Get fucked.
He pisses in bottles, apparently.
Yeah.
According to what I just heard.
We have a quote from The Rock. He says, I'm heel Rock. Get fucked. Dwayne was quoted saying, get fucked.
Get fucked.
I'm the heel.
Yeah. If you smell what I'm cooking.
You smell what I'm pissing. And I'm Alex. It's called fashion, sweetie. Wilson.
It's called fashion, sweetie.
Wearing the same joggers you've worn for 3 years.
It's called fashion, sweetie.
And a Target hoodie. It's called fashion, sweetie. Look it up. It's just so Target core, dude.
Yeah.
You're in your Target era.
Yeah.
Your Target era. Your Goodfellow and Co. era.
Yeah, I'm Quake 9.8 right now.
But before we talk about Challengers, $5 a month on Patreon. If you want to... Honestly, no bullshit. Cut the bullshit.
Yeah,
cut the music.
Cut it out.
Cut the bullshit. Cut the music. Supplements, which is our bonus weekly episode. Some of the funniest shit we've ever done.
It's almost like I have a fucking record scratch thing.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. You got it. There we are.
There it is. And yeah, those Patreon episodes are actually great. I'm not even fucking... No cap, dude. No cap on God.
Dead ass, for real.
Dead ass, for real.
For real, though.
On God, no cap, even though I'm wearing a cap.
That's true.
They're great.
Well, let's say all three of us are. I mean, you kind of are.
I sort of am.
Everyone knows it's a wig.
Yeah.
It's like a it's a helmet cap, but there's hair under it.
I would love to like pretend to secretly think I'm pulling off a wig, and I'm like, it doesn't look good, guys. Like, it's the fakest shit.
Yeah. You should pull off a wig of long hair to reveal long hair.
Or just scratch it and put it and say nothing.
Yeah.
If I ever shave my head again, I will do that.
I'm gonna wear my Tom Cruise wig more often.
Yeah, dude. Do it.
People like those.
It's so fucking funny.
Just on site, it's funny.
Yeah,
just a full ass head of silver salt and pepper, dude.
Fucking 1970s priest hair.
But $5 a month on Patreon to get you a bonus episode, access to the Discord, a monthly movie episode.
Let's go.
That's not on the main feed, and then
cock ratings.
Cock ratings. We do that.
Watch parties.
Watch parties. Support the show. $5 a month on Patreon.
$5 a month for some extra shit, and you get to talk to us.
And I'm not kidding. The supplements, the weekly shit that we do, it's not related to movies, just three guys shitting around, and it's great.
Yeah, why don't you do more technical analysis, asshole?
But for real, $5 will get you like thousands of hours of content. You can burn through it in a month and cancel, but don't. But you won't, because there'll be more shit.
But don't.
Arguably the one piece of podcast. I mean, it's not, but it's a lot of content.
Yeah.
That'd be Joe Rogan, dude.
Yeah, it would, actually.
He definitely has over 2,000 episodes.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
It's unfair, also, because he records fucking 3-4 times a week, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's his full-time gig, too. We could if it was our full-time gig. If we were Joe Rogan.
Honestly, I wouldn't want to. three, four times a week? Jesus Christ.
Dude, I run out of shit to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, well, then you got him interviewing somebody that's like, the moon landing wasn't real for 3 hours.
Yeah. And he's like,
dude, I listened to like... I listened to 20 minutes of that, dude, and I was like, "This, if your bullshit meter isn't going off right now, dude. Joe, like, get, like, you gotta recognize, dude, like, I'm sorry, but get him off your podcast."
Yeah, dude, you can...
It was bullshit, and he could tell, and he was challenging him, but it was like, why'd you even have him on?
Shout out to Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Shout out to him, though.
There's too many movies.
He did say that. He did reference our podcast.
He's a huge fan. Talking about us.
He's a fan.
Yeah. When he moved to Austin, he was like, you know who's a really good podcast that I've been listening to lately here in, from the... Yeah. State.
There's too many movies.
From the state.
He actually moved here to just be closer to us.
Yeah.
To be fair. Yeah. And he keeps wanting to come on the podcast. And I'm like, dude, chill out, bro.
I know. It's really fucking... Mm-hmm. No one likes a desperate. All right. So who wants to kick off watch list?
I got a really short one this week, dude.
Okay.
I got a really short watch list.
I don't believe you.
Actually, it's... I'm going to get into Chris's watch list on these two.
Yeah, because we watched some shit.
Alien, 1979. Oh. Dude. Directed by Ridley Scott, which made an appearance at the Alamo Drafthouse, dude. It's actually in theaters for its 40th anniversary. And I got to say, dude, this is the best time I've ever watched Alien because it was in a fucking theater. However, how fucking ever, dude, the fucking adventures of us going to the movie theater surrounded by autists.
Oh, God.
Another brilliant motherfucker sat next... Let me say, this is a... screening of a film that has been out for 40 fucking years. So the theater wasn't what you'd call full.
You'd think it'd be people like cinephiles being like, what a classic. Let's check this out.
Absolutely. It was some first time watchers.
I don't know, but in the one row that we were in, one of the first rows, completely empty of all human beings, this fucking idiot and his dad decided to sit in the next seat.
You were joking.
To us, dude.
Nope, right next to us.
What the fuck?
Hey, leave a seat.
To be fair, Alamo doesn't let you leave one seat, but still, leave two.
Leave two seats.
Yeah. Don't sit right next to somebody.
What's wrong with you?
It's not that hard. It's not the 0.5% of angle you're going to lose is minuscule. What do you, like, well, this is the closest to centers we can get, and that's what they did.
That's batshit insane to me.
Yep. And the row in front of us was completely empty.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't just sit there. That's a little bit closer.
Yeah. I want to be in the third row.
Jesus Christ.
And not only did they sit next to us, they were Chatty McChatchats.
No.
Yeah, dude.
The boy was.
Was it the boy? I thought it was the dad.
No, the dad was silent.
Oh.
And... But I also blame the dad because he raised that dumb fucking asshole.
And didn't move that dumb asshole or quiet that dumb asshole.
And he didn't say anything to him when he was talking way too much during the picture.
It's your duty to, hey, shut. Am I crazy? Did all of our parents not go, hey, shut the fuck up if we talked at all during a movie in a movie theater? You know what I mean?
Oops, sorry.
It's really amazing how just people don't think that that message that's played for 10 years.
Just totally uncourteous just, and...
doesn't apply to them.
Discourteous, whatever. It was awful. And to start things off, I think it was the trailers, right? He was going off at the trailers.
Like, you can forgive the trailers, but when
that looks good, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Sure. That's barely fine.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it looks stupid or whatever.
It's fine to the point of it not being an offensible thing that you can attack.
Yeah.
Like where it's like, I can't shush someone in the trailers because then they'd go, the movie hasn't started yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't mind the trailers. Talk as much as you want. Yeah,
you can fart and go, yeah, no thanks after the after a trailer, and that's perfectly good and fine.
Speaking of trailers, though, in between the moments in between trailers, for some reason, are prime dissociation moments for me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Where you're like, oh shit.
No, where it's like where I don't like
the silence.
It's hard to explain. Where it's like, so-and-so coming soon, blah, blah, blah. I feel like I'm living in a parody of the world.
Yeah, oh,
so
sure,
it's like,
yeah,
this summer, blah, 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 boom. And then there's that lull. And then I literally have to close my eyes now because I'm just like, and wait for the next one because if I hear, ooh, that looks good, or but I'm like, simulation is breaking. Like,
yeah.
I just completely shut down. But anyways, they were talking between the trailer, but.
Which is acceptable.
Yeah.
It's not great, but acceptable.
It's fine.
And then the movie started, and it was just a fucking chitter chat podcast during the entire fucking movie, dude.
Dude,
granted, we've seen this movie before.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, that it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It really didn't matter.
It's not a fucking Rocky Horror Picture Show screening. Yeah. It's not a party screening, dude.
Dude was talking the whole fucking time about everything that happened.
Yeah, it wasn't like a side combo. It was observational to the movie.
Like they're doing Mystery Science Theater in the theater.
Which is almost worse, because he'll be like, where'd the alien go? Or shit like that.
Yeah. Watch the movie.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And like it would like zoom in on a grate in the fucking spaceship and like, it's going to be the cat.
Yeah, like that moment where they're like, it's in there, get ready to electrocute it. And then he goes, oh, it's going to be the cat. And yeah, it's the cat, but shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Shut. Yeah. Silence.
And then there was the one point where what's his name starts sweating and it's like that milky substance or whatever. And he goes, oh, it's an AI.
I wanted to see.
He's
so
a
bad.
Genius. Though.
Yeah. I would be like, oh, actually, it's cum. He's full of cum. He's coming from his forehead.
He sweats cum. He's so gay.
No, this is a conversation now. I'm going to talk now, too.
Yeah.
Chris did one of those where he leaned over because I was sitting next to the fucking asshole. Chris leaned over silently.
I hit him with the heat lean, dude.
Dude, that's the Tom Sizemore.
Yeah. Dude, and I did it twice.
Please cut that in.
I will. And I did that twice.
Yeah.
And like,
take
and
the fucking
it.
Hint, dipshit.
I held it.
Yeah.
Like, I was waiting for eye contact. I leaned over Josh and went. And then they were still just, both of them didn't even see me.
They noticed they didn't give a shit enough to, they're like, he'll get over it.
Yeah.
He'll get over us and our existence and annoying bullshit.
And it wasn't until literally the third act, whenever they're like looking through the shafts or whatever, they're like going through the spaceship, and the kid is like, oh, do you think that, like, he's getting excitable? And the dad was like, shh. That's all he did. And then the
hit
kid,
him.
And then he shut the fuck up for the rest of the movie. But like, whenever his dad went shh, the kid went like this.
Oh my god, I didn't see any of this.
To like hold his goddamn stupid lips shut,
dude. To be fair, I feel a little bad now. I didn't realize he was this autistic.
Genuinely.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You still even if you are that, you still live in a society. You still, as a person.
Dude, let me counter argue that. We live in a society.
Yeah, we do. We live in a society.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck society.
You have the right to go, hey man, what are you doing? Just like they have the right to be a dick for a second, for just a second. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think it would have been a dick move for us to be like, can you please be quiet?
No, not at all. That's the polite thing.
I didn't do it.
I know.
I couldn't bring up the courage at that point.
Because you don't want to make it weird.
Yeah, because then you have to sit next to confrontation.
Directly next to.
That's insane.
If I was one seat over, you know what I mean? If we were one seat over, I would have said it. But because I'm literally sharing breath with this man next to me, he's so goddamn close. I was like, he has to know that they're talking too much.
And also, we can't put up an Alamo Drafthouse card, you know, like to someone's disturbing the thing, because they'd be like, well, who is this coming from? You know?
Yeah.
The people, the only two people next to us in this near empty theater.
They just come to pick up the card and read it and immediately go, can you please stop talking?
Shit.
He just goes, hey, shut the fuck up. He's like, I got you, bro. And then like walks away.
Dude, when they said,
I didn't see that.
When they sat next to you,
that was a pretzel. I got a pretzel.
Where's my? They got my order wrong. I gotta go find them.
I definitely didn't write. Tell him to shut the fuck up on that card.
That was on him. He just did that.
I didn't write autistic question mark on my order card
with an arrow on the card. Autistic question mark, and he just goes shrug.
You should have just been like, "Do I know you?" When they sat next to you. I mean, like, that's not rude.
I would just sometimes, like, I've talked about this before, but when you're in such an obscene scenario, like a Larry David situation that you can't believe, I want to lean into it and just make it more insane. Just lean over and be like, I have a pound of milk in my ass.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? You're like, I don't know. This whole theater's going to blow up.
Yeah.
Like, just
whatever.
Make it, just what's happening? What?
Yeah.
Just
let me get a sip of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get intrude on their lives.
Just get completely fucking out of your mind.
Just reach for their popcorn.
Yeah.
Order a full thing of popcorn and dump it on your head immediately and go, num, num, num. That was good.
I'm satisfied.
So they would be like, What's happening right now?
You should have just farted on him.
I didn't do it.
Just a rip ass.
Power move.
It was egregious. It was really bad.
It was really bad. Alien was good, though.
Alien was good. It's a great fucking movie, man. Yeah. I mean, what can you say? It's a perfect movie. It's a perfect horror movie. Yeah. And damn, it's like seeing it in the theater is just so much better. And I think we even talked about this during the movie, where it's like, I'm so happy theaters are now getting in the habit of screening older films. Granted, they've done that for a long time, or at least they used to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you would always have second run shows of classic films on screen.
A Fathom event.
But I feel like it's more prominent now with smaller theaters too doing this, because it's like, well, what else are we doing? It's like,
yeah,
why do we have to show first run movies? Why can't we bring back an anniversary screening for blah, blah, blah? But I think it's more prevalent now, right? I think every movie theater is doing it, which they weren't doing it maybe 10 years ago.
No, I see it way more today than I used to, for sure.
Yeah, it's a good business model, because it's like, well, why risk this new movie that people may or may not like when there's a classic that is guaranteed to be like, wow, it's getting a theater run. Let's go check it out.
But does that take away from screenings of movies like Immaculate, or, you know what I mean, like smaller budget, you know, independent films that are struggling to make its box office? I mean, not that movie's struggling. I think it did okay, but just an example.
Like, I get what you're saying.
Does that make the independent films struggle more?
I think the market speaks. So basically, if Immaculate is selling a ton of tickets weeks in a row, they're going to keep selling Immaculate tickets.
Yeah.
If an indie movie comes out and they're like, oh, well, we're not selling out another Skinamarink weekend, so let's get Alien back in the fucking theater.
Yeah.
So...
I agree. I think it's good for theaters. I don't know if it's great for independent films, but I think it's good for theaters to stay open and keep showing classic films. I'm so down for it.
Well, yeah. Doesn't the studio have to pay for it? Like, for example...
No, the theaters are paying the studio.
To get temporary rights.
So they're renting the movie based on if they're selling tickets to the movie. I see.
Basically. Okay. Or the theater, like they did with Titanic. That had an anniversary coming out right before Avatar. The studio, and I guess James Cameron had like re-released or remastered it for the theater. So that was Warner Brothers or whatever studio he works with. That was their...
What? Sorry.
What?
I just thought of James Cameron, like, no matter where he is, he's always like, I want to get home and take a bath. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because he loves water.
Oh.
Just right. Always wants to get home.
Just,
and
I
take
wish it was in the ocean. Yeah. Right now.
I can't wait to swim.
Yeah. I can't wait to drown my actors.
Just thinking about like his ducky in a bath. Like, in a boardroom meeting, and they're like, so the quarter's earnings. And he's just like,
just drawing a duck.
Yeah.
Like,
Sorry. I thought of that.
Studios pay for that.
Gotcha.
For those special release screenings.
I was going to say something about that. I forgot, though. It's like something to do with... it doesn't matter. Lost it. Something to do with the theater runs. Doesn't matter. Oh, I remember now. In the Alien screening, the pre-interview thing we got to see.
Oh, it was Fede Alvarez interviewing Ridley Scott about his work on Alien and everything that they did.
It's like, have you seen Napoleon? I made Napoleon.
Honestly, it seemed a lot of like Fede yapping, didn't it?
Really?
And yapping?
I thought so. And then Ridley Scott just like...
Right. Well, Ridley Scott is a terrible interview.
Probably.
He just is.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit about it.
Dude, there's a director's roundtable with him and Nolan and James Cameron and fucking like all, Steven Spielberg. One of those... One of those fucking YouTube videos. And all of his answers are so shit.
Really?
So bad. Well, like, so what was your inspiration? He's like, I got a script and I was like, let's go.
What was your toughest challenge on The Martian? None.
I love him for that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I like him.
No, he's a curmudgeon. You know what I mean? He's one of those old school filmmakers that's just like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like
and the
like,
old Kaja.
Well, Fede would ask a question, but he would ask it in like a paragraph. And then it would cut to Ridley just like, I'm going to answer your question. And then Fede would go, he's like, so do you have anything to say to the audience before they watch Alien? He goes, no.
No.
And then Fede just laughs and he goes, enjoy the movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
No.
No.
It's been 40 fucking years.
Yeah.
Nothing new for me.
You're still talking about the first horror movie I ever made.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Yappity yappity yap.
Well, he did credit 2001 for a lot of the inspiration behind Alien.
Yeah, which was wild because watching Alien right after hearing that, I was like, oh, shit. It's almost like...
That's cool.
There's almost like direct influence. Like, the spaceship full of lights, like the certain rooms.
Shutting Hal down, the fucking...
Yeah, the way they shut Mother down.
Yeah, yeah.
That same thing. And then there was even a slit scan moment during one of the explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Like a slit scan, like, sort of moment.
Entering the voids sort of situation.
Yeah. But it's good.
Good. Hey, the movie Alien is good. Check it out. Hey,
bold statement.
This is cinema.
We
literally have an Alien episode. Check it out.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Probably before the 100 episode cutoff. But
really? Oh, all right, yeah.
Maybe.
Probably.
$5 a month on Patreon.
Let's fucking go, PB.
Yeah.
What else?
Watch The Fall Guy.
Yeah.
We watched this last night.
Okay.
You said it looks like a pile of shit, right?
I saw one trailer. I understand this has been getting marketed like a motherfucker, but I have seen one trailer one time ever, so I don't know how it's passed me by.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, coming off their Barbenheimer weekend that fucking changed cinemas forever, dude. They're fucking great together.
They got chemistry.
They have excellent chemistry.
But like when we left the theater, I was like, how can you not have chemistry with Ryan Gosling?
Right, I'd fuck him.
He's the Riz God.
Yeah.
And he's also really hilarious. Like, every scene, you could see him playing it so deadpan and funny, and then she's just like, you can see her almost cracking every scene.
Yeah.
Like, most people almost cracking every scene when he's just doing his Gosling charm.
He really needs to be in the Naked Gun reboot with Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
I would kill for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Fall Guy was, I didn't have any... I was like, oh, it's going to be fun, summer fun, popcorn, three-head, fun time. It was actually really fucking good.
Dude. Really?
It was really funny and way more clever than I thought it was going to be.
Is this an Argyle situation where it's actually going to be a piece of shit on the rewatch?
I don't think so. Not for me.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because
we saw it in a theater full of fun, silly ha-has. So,
silly ha-ha moment.
It was such a crowd pleaser to like to the 1,000th degree, dude.
Yeah.
It was a fucking crowd pleaser.
It's also self-aware. So the movie is about making a movie, and he plays the fall guy, and like the plot, they're talking about making their movie, but it's referencing the movie they're making. It's really clever. I thought it was like, wow, this is...
It's like a meta
thing.
And this is coming from the director of fucking... I lost it. We just talked about it yesterday. I know he did Hobbs and Shaw, but that's not the one I was thinking
he
of.
He did a bunch of action movies. Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw...
Free guy.
He produced John Wick.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Produced John Wick.
Because
he was a stuntman, too.
Right. Okay. The guy that was the stuntman for The Matrix and then did John Wick, that guy?
With Keanu,
okay.
I don't know if it's the same guy, but...
Well, that's the same guy because the director and producer were both stuntmen that made John Wick.
Okay.
David Leitch did Bullet Train.
Okay. I like that movie.
John Wick, Atomic Blonde. Snow Brawl.
Atomic Blonde.
Hobbs and Shaw. Once Upon a Deadpool.
He did Deadpool 3, right?
Isn't that Tim Miller?
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. So, yeah.
Solid body work so far. And just fun movies.
Yeah,
and,
like, yeah, yeah.
He didn't do John Wick, he produced it. Okay. So I don't think it's the same like guy.
That's what I'm saying. The producer and the director were both stuntmen.
Yes.
That turned into, you know, film producers.
He produced a ton of shit like that. Nobody, that movie...
Oh, yeah, the Universal one with fucking Saul Goodman.
But anyways.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
Dude, but I'm biased as shit, dude. I'm really fucking biased. They use a Kiss song as the main title theme, and it is the one song they use for the score, the entire movie.
Really?
It is the one song.
It's just that song at different paces.
Okay.
It's slowed down. It has
You're like, I'm in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that movie for some reason.
Yeah.
That's what I said when the movie ended. I was like, I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
But.
I'm like, it was Kiss. Was it? Was that Kiss?
Nuh-uh.
That's who that was.
Nuh-uh.
Was that who that was? All right.
Well, if you say so.
I kind of liked it.
Four beat for me.
I'm biased as shit. I've been listening to like the movie remake that they did of that song.
Mm-hmm.
All fucking day. Like it's,
they remastered it?
They did the slow down version and then like it kind of picks up and has like a really fucking crazy action sequence. Like literally the score is a Kiss song.
Yeah.
Of the whole fucking movie.
That's awesome.
I Was Made for Loving You.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a great song.
I was fucking jacked the fuck up, dude. Mm-hmm.
It was full of like, there were some goosebump moments and there was like really, really funny moments. I mean, Ryan Gosling in comedy is always...
He's great. Yeah.
Great. But.
And I was thinking during the action sequences of this, there's a big one where they're like, he's like in a train car, but like a a garbage truck. That's what it was. Big fucking gigantic action sequence. And during that, I was like, man, the Gray Man sucked dick.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? It's like virtually the same scene. He's on a fucking
moving
vehicle going down a street, doing all these action sequences and stunt performances and all of that. But I'm like, holy shit, that was a garbage fucking movie, dude.
Yeah, it was.
The Gray Man sucked dicks, bro.
It was a bad movie.
Yeah.
But I liked how this was, you could tell it was a love letter to stuntmen because it was just chock full of stunts to begin with.
Okay.
But yeah. Also, there were so many references, and even in conversation, they'd be like, oh, yeah, you're that stuntman, huh? And he's like, yeah. He's like, you ever get an Oscar for doing stunts? And they're like, they don't give those out to stuntmen.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was
yeah.
just kind of like one of those like nods to be like, you know, the hero you
don't
never
we
see.
Have it bad compared yeah. to the guys who have it good.
But the stunts in this were great. And also mostly a lot of them were practical. There were stuntmen, of course, but during the credits, it's full of BTS scenes of like the stunts,
yeah,
which is really cool.
That's cool.
Shows like Ryan Gosling and like the garbage chase scene and doing some other crazy shit too. So
did you see what they're doing on the red carpet and like for the premiere?
Stunts?
Dude, yeah. So, like, the stunt guys were walking the red carpet with Ryan Gosling. They're wearing the same suits as Ryan Gosling.
I love that.
And they're all taking photos at the front. And then I think this is what it is, but it's, like, the two guys sitting next to Ryan Gosling get shot by cannonballs and go through, like, this the fucking big fall guy, like, oh, one sheet
awesome.
Or whatever.
That's awesome.
They go, gosh, and they fall into, the like, a pit, basically.
That's hilarious.
And he's just standing there, like, what the fuck is happening? And then at the premiere at the actual like theater, I think it's the Chinese theater, one of the stuntmen that plays Ryan, they're like, oh, we don't know where he is. He jumps off the fucking balcony onto the main auditorium. Like, it's fucking great.
That's awesome.
They're going all out yeah. for it. It's
don't want to miss your mark on that promo,
no,
dude.
For real.
Fucking, oh, I shot Ryan Gosling's head off with a cannon
yeah.
with all the cameras looking at him.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fucking fun movie. I really yeah. can't say anything bad about it. And granted, I'm biased as shit, but man, I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
For
I wanted
it
to
is.
Rewatch it. I really
for what
did.
It is though. Yeah. It's a three head fun summer fun top down silly haha time.
Sounds cool. Now.
And the chemistry yeah. between them is fucking yeah. S tier.
It's pretty fun.
Man, good shit.
We had a fun time with that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was nice. Good. That was it for me.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, nice. Alex, you want to go next?
Sure. Oh, don't you have a business idea?
All right. Business idea. Guys, what do we think about opening a restaurant?
Love it.
Called BBWWs.
Go on.
Similar to Hooters, it is Big Beautiful Wild Wings.
Ah,
nice.
Big Beautiful Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yes.
So it's okay. Just plus size Hooters?
Just plus size Hooters. And just thick old girls with the, you know what I mean?
What if yeah. they eat all your food before it gets to you? What if that's the twist, is you don't actually get
the wings are cleaned off?
Yeah.
They're just full of, like, it's like all those TikToks with, like, who ate my buffalo wings?
Could be anybody
I
here.
I don't know. They're just covered in buffalo sauce.
I don't know. Here's your big, beautiful crazy. Wild wings.
I love
nice.
It.
I like it.
Anyways, yeah.
I'd
it.
Go there.
Yeah.
Same.
Same. Arguably.
Arguably, I would go there too.
Mm-hmm. We just don't sell anything. They just walk around and eat your shit.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you ordered, they're also cucking you. They're like, oh, sorry, the little bitch boy want his wings?
Did you order a little wing there?
Yeah. Oh,
fuck.
Oh!
Shipping $1,000.
Yeah. All right, what did you watch?
All right, what'd you watch?
All right, what'd you watch?
All right, hold up. Anyone But You.
Ooh.
Sydney Sweeney.
Glenn Rom-com. Powell.
I don't know why I expected a good movie out of this.
Really? I heard good things, though.
But it's top
Did
one.
You?
It's number one it's on top.
Number one on Netflix.
Yeah. I heard good things for what it was. It's a romantic comedy. What else can you expect? Go ahead.
A good romantic comedy to me is like Forgetting Sarah Marshall or Zach and Mary Make a Porno or like Knocked Up, 40-Year-Old Virgin. To me, that's like a good romantic comedy.
Not like You've Got Mail?
You've Got Mail is great.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. When Harry Met Sally, that's like the goat, obviously.
Right.
This is just fine. It's kind of fucking shit, to be honest with you. It's kind of shit. I mean, Sydney Sweeney's gorgeous. Glenn Powell's gorgeous. That's about it.
Glenn Powell's creepy gorgeous, isn't he?
Yeah, I saw a post where someone said, this guy looks like a capybara. And ever since then, I've been like, dude, he does look like a capybara.
He does.
That's funny. The smiling
dude
animal?
Yeah. But when he smiles, it's literally like... like someone drew a man smiling.
Yeah. It looks like
that one red carpet photo where they don't let him open his mouth anymore.
Yeah, this movie was pretty fucking mid. It's fine. If I watched it on like a Sunday where I was doing jack shit and it was a fine time waster of a rom-com.
Did Christina like it?
No. Didn't like it. And she's a rom-com fan. Yeah, it's fine.
I feel like I always need to validate your opinions with Christina's.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, she probably knows better than you.
She does. she in fact does.
Does she like rom-coms? AKA, is she a woman?
It's true. I like rom-coms.
That's the target market.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough. Like, she was the target audience, and she was still like, what the fuck? I mean, there's parts of the script where you're like, who the fuck talks like that? You know what I mean?
That kind of reminds me of that Jennifer Lawrence movie that came out. No Hard Feelings? Was that what it was?
Yeah, that is better than this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I didn't like that one.
Yeah. Oh, like the sexy rom-com comeback everybody's talking about?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Had a lot of talk. A lot of people talked it up. And Jennifer Lawrence, best performance in years or whatever, and it was just fucking fine. I didn't like it, actually. She was funny, but like that was
sure.
It.
Yeah.
So no recommend on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it unless you like are sick. That's about it.
Unless if all the other movies have been deleted.
If you've watched everything on Earth, and it goes facial abuse, and then
holy shit, dude! They just announced a sequel. Anyone but two.
Oh shit!
Thanks for listening to the Arts Many Movies.
Thanks,
this is the last episode.
The last one is
because we're all killing ourselves right now
from a joke.
And then next up, I finished Fallout. This was
the TV show.
Yeah, it was actually way better than I thought it was going to be. I honestly was kind of apprehensive going in just because it's a show based on a video game property and it's Amazon and blah blah blah.
Those are always tough, man, adapting a video game, period.
Yeah. But this was solid as fuck. The humor actually really hits in it more than I would have expected. There's some really fucking funny moments.
There's like in the second episode where it's not really a spoiler, it's just like they're walking through the wasteland, they come across one of those big guys in like a nuclear suit, and then like just some creepy nuclear bear comes out of the woods, and the big tough guy that's like the police of the wasteland, suddenly he's just like, oh fuck.
And he trips and falls in the power armor.
It's just like, grrr, but it's coming through like a radio thing, so it's just like, fuck.
That's great.
It's so funny.
All right, fair enough.
There's a character who is like, he's never interacted with like a woman, it seems, apparently. But, and then she hinted about like sexual things previously. And then like they shrug it off. And then later on, he's like, do you want to make my cock explode like you were talking about?
Yeah, I'm on episode 3, and I'll be honest, like, I'm not itching to watch the next one.
Yeah.
But it's funny. It's good.
I sort of just kept going because Christina was like actually mega into it, so I was like, okay, sure, yeah, that gives me motivation to continue.
Yeah,
it was a lot newer to her because she had never played the games or anything. I've pumped a trillion hours into Fallout 3 in New Vegas, so to me it's like, yeah, it's just Fallout.
Yeah,
but it's a good time. It just made me nostalgic for when Bethesda made good games.
Were you more excited about that or the Borderlands movie that's coming out?
I could give a fuck about the Borderlands movie, dude.
Alright
that's gonna be cringe as fuck.
I'm gonna watch it.
Are you?
Yeah. And so are you, because you love cringe.
That's true, actually, yeah. I like intention. Nah. No, I like all cringe. I don't know. I like Jamie Lee Curtis, and she's in it, so I just feel...
Kevin Hart's in it.
Oh, well, then it's gonna be great. Everything he does is great.
Based on the Jumanji...
Yeah?
Original Jumanji films.
Original, the very first one?
Yeah.
The prequel?
No, it's just the original.
You're right.
Yeah, he's
Jumanji. Welcome to the Jungle is the first Jumanji.
The very first Jumanji, correct? Yes,
and only in the original.
That's all. Yeah. And then I actually have a couple business ideas. If you want to hear them,
let's go. BBBWW.
Yeah, it's just yours, but one more letter. All right. Slippery Slope. This is a drug and rehab facility built at the top of a mountain where if you relapse, they push you down on skis, so you will fucking die.
You've done this one.
Have I?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Really?
It's new to me, but don't look at me because my memory is dog shit.
Obviously, same.
I basically have Alzheimer's.
All right. Good. I like that. Is it cock? This is it cake, except you present your cock on a plate and I chop into it and it might be cake. It might be your cock. White Zinfandel. This is wine mixed with Zin. White Zinfandel. So there's that. And then the movie The Psychosocial Network. This is the story about how Slipknot invented Facebook.
Nice.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I like it.
Nice. Thanks.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, watch list time.
Yeah.
I finished Tokyo Vice Season 2.
Ooh.
I went back and revisited it.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah. I went back and revisited it per some, because I gave up on episode one way back when it first came out.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it. Did Michael Mann direct it?
Nah. I think he's still just like, yeah. But
did it actually end this time?
Yeah. It didn't end in the first one?
Season one? Are you fucking kidding me? The end of the season one? Fucking, yeah. It's like, wait, what? We're done?
Really? I don't really remember that.
Okay.
Maybe they're just like setting it up
that's
for
why
season
I haven't,
two.
That's why I haven't watched season two, because I'm just like, that was a bullshit ending.
It gets a slow start, but that season two pops off.
All right. Yeah.
It does get really good. But
is it still Augustus Gloop, whatever his name is?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ansel Elgort?
Yeah, Baby
Ansel
Driver.
Ansel Elgort, yeah.
Ansel Augustus Ansel Gloop. Yeah, that's him. He's great.
El Gloop.
Yeah. He's good in it, and it's good. I'd recommend it. It's on Max. Yeah, it actually does end. So
fair enough.
All right.
You know, it takes a while to get going, which I hate about series.
Yeah.
You shouldn't take a while to get going. I should be itching to press next episode.
Mm-hmm.
But
Don't slow burn the first episode.
Especially not the first.
Not the first episode. No. You can slow burn anything else, but not the first.
It's good. It's worth watching. So check that out.
I'm curious if he finished his assignment this week.
What was my assignment? We'll Baby see. Reindeer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it. It's good. I hated that guy, and then I felt sympathy for him, then I hated him again, and then I kind of liked him, and then I hated him.
I think that was kind of the point.
Yeah.
Because he hated himself the whole time.
It was anxiety-inducing.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
There was just so many times where it was like, I would have cut this off so much sooner. Like, I'd have been nice to a person that comes into a bar.
Yeah.
But the way he just keeps going, well, we'll see this where this goes. But it's like, dude, stop.
But his girlfriend broke it down for him, though. It's like, you're addicted to the attention that you're getting from her. It's not her, it's what she provides to you.
Exactly.
And that's why he couldn't stop. And especially at the end, it was very revealing when he's talking. Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
It's spoilers. But
whatever.
But
I'll edit it out.
It's sweeping the nation.
Yeah, it's a good show. It was worth the binge.
I think so.
Yeah.
But anxiety inducing. Yeah.
It was forever since I binged a show. And that
same
was,
here. Yeah. I did that in one evening, basically.
Dude, same.
Yeah.
Fucked me up.
Yeah. So I'd recommend it. Check it out.
Good shit.
Yeah, good.
The actress, though, the one that plays Martha, holy fucking
shit. Yeah, they're all incredible.
Yeah, they're
She's great.
Very good.
She is fucking amazing.
Dude, that one part where he's just walking home and she's just there by the fucking river, I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
And then when she before she physically assaults him, she's like, who hurt you? Was it a man? Bam.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Just
dude.
Calling it.
Yeah.
Call it like I see it.
Calls
him
like
a season.
But yeah, that's good. Check it out. It's on Netflix. I watched a documentary called General Magic. You guys heard of this one?
No. This is about like an army general that
what do you
is
mean,
magic.
What? Why do you say it like that?
I'm like, fuck, did I miss a good documentary?
Did someone die on screen?
Did I miss a true crime doc?
Yeah.
It's not true crime, but it is up your alley.
Okay.
Because I watched Steve Jobs, the Aaron Sorkin one, which I forgot was Danny Boyle.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. But great movie. And I was like, I really do want to know how the iPhone was made. Like I want to know the fucking troubleshooting, this and that and that. There's this documentary called General Magic. It's about a small indie tech company in Silicon Valley that drew like schematics for a smartphone in like 1989 or some shit. Something really like just too early.
Yeah.
And so they were trying to make it and then that caused Apple to fund them and AT&T to fund them, all these people. And then Apple made the Newton, which they were like, well, that kills us and all this stuff. General Magic is just like this crazy tech company that was too, it, just the wrong place, wrong time. I guess.
The HD DVD of phones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, they were like, they had all these the ideas of the future and couldn't execute them. And then, damn. And but you'll see, I don't want to spoil anything, but like the people that were in that company, just they have created, have gone off in different companies to be the creators of everything we use.
Damn.
Wow.
So basically, like 10 or 20 geniuses in a small company were like trying to do some shit, couldn't figure it all out, you know, just fumbled the bag.
Yeah.
And then later, like just...
they all did it.
Just, it's insane.
That's crazy.
It's fucking cool.
It's a cool documentary. So if you want to learn how...
Was Johnny Ive a part of it?
I don't know who that is. Sounds like a porn star.
Johnny Ive, isn't he like the original designer of the iPhone?
I don't know.
And he like designed every Apple product after that up until about... like 2 or 3 years ago when I don't retired? Think
that name doesn't sound familiar, but my okay. brain
fair enough. Sounds like a loser.
Johnny Ive. Yeah, he was like Steve Jobs. Like he was brought in by Steve Jobs to design, I'm pretty sure, the iMac and then later design the iPhone. Forgive me if I'm wrong. But
no, he's like, shit. What if we just put an apple on it? Like, genius!
Holy shit! Let's see through it.
What if I took a bite out of the apple and then you put it on it?
Wow! Shouts to that. That sounds fucking really good.
It's really good. Check
and
it out,
Steve Jobs, dude. The Newton brings up one of my favorite lines from Steve Jobs.
The little box of garbage.
The little box of garbage.
The little box of garbage. You guys came up with the Newton. You like want people to know that?
And he's like, he's like, I didn't kill it out of spite. It was the stylus. Because it would have, he's like, we could just use the five that you have in your hand or whatever. Oh, yeah. God.
If you're holding a stylus, you can't use the other five that are attached to your wrist.
This banger.
Fucking shit, dude.
That movie is full of so many throwaway bangers. Like, they'll be walking in the hallway and yeah. they'll be like, who's that? And be like, that's the guy that the Turing machine guy.
Yeah, Alan Turing.
Yeah, they're who's the fucking
who's, the Turing guy?
Who's that guy, Stanley Kubrick? What's his name? But it was like they're walking through a hallway of the new marketing campaign, which is Think Different. So it has all these geniuses, Einstein, you know, blah, blah. And then he walks past Turing, and this guy says to Steve Jobs, he's like, who's that? And he's like, Alan Turing. He basically invented modern computing, solved the nuclear code or ended the war or whatever. And he's like,
gay as fuck, too.
And he's like, oh, cool. He's like, he won't be in the campaign, though. He's like, why not? He's like, because you just had to ask who he was.
He won't be part of the campaign, though.
Why not?
Because you just had to ask me who he was.
And then he just keeps moving. Cool. Just like little genius, like, oh, that's how Steve Jobs sees the world. Like lines, like throwaway lines.
Just like literal ones and zeros the whole time, even though he doesn't know how to code. But
yeah,
he's just too fucking smart for us all, man.
But anyways, wow. General Magic is great. Wow, except for my iPad.
Too smart for a fucking doctor.
Just ate some apples.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
The other movie I watched, Triple Frontier. Have you guys heard of this one?
Yeah, that's the Ben Affleck fucking war movie joint from a few years back, directed by
Adolf Hitler.
I don't know.
Oh,
I just watched it.
I don't know.
You got to know your shit on a movie podcast. It's G.C. Chandler.
Oh,
so you know him?
He's done some stuff.
Is he Indian?
He's done some. Yeah, he has done some stuff. Margin Call, A Most Violent Year.
Yeah.
All is lost.
Oh.
Fuck! So yeah,
that's a spot on impression of the one line from All Is Lost, by the way.
Yeah,
it's true.
Fuck!
Of the worst navigator on earth, played by Robert Redford.
Yeah,
it would be so funny if he just wasn't that far from sea. You know,
it's
from
like
land.
Right over there.
Yeah,
yeah. And he's like just keeps trying to go into the current.
Yeah.
But it's like, man,
like,
just
dude, hey,
he's just in a lazy river.
Yeah.
That's so funny to think about All Is Lost. Be like, yeah, I got this script for you. It's one page. It just says, guy gets lost. Fuck.
And Finn.
I haven't seen the movie, but anyway.
It's fucking great. It's a real
so
one.
I was in a mood for like special ops, like realistic, like military shit.
Nice.
I've been going down a rabbit hole of YouTube interviews of special ops people breaking down like how they do certain like super secret missions.
Getting red pilled.
Yeah, a little bit. It started with Zero Dark again, another rewatch of that. Oh. And I was just like, just cause it's one of those movies I always throw on
fucking
to go to bed. And it's just like the tactical.
Hey, you ever wonder why you have night terrors, by the way?
Watching Bin Laden get capped every night.
Me waking up thinking I'm being waterboarded. Like, I don't know where Bin Laden is.
Where was the last time you saw Bin Laden?
Chris waking up like, we have compromised into to a prominent end. Osama Bin Laden.
Osama Bin Laden.
Everyone thinks John Cena killed Osama bin Laden. We've killed and or captured and compromised to a permanent end.
To a permanent end.
He's I don't know why he says it like that.
And here he is. And, and he's fucking running down the ramp. Anyways, so it started with I'm into like the realistic ones. Like the realism in Zero Dark was so interesting to like, it wasn't, you know, Michael Bay type shit. It was like clear the corner, breach the wall. This, that shit is so cool.
Like almost silent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just boots dragging on the ground.
Just basically. Calm. Yeah. Just calm. He's like, did you shoot one? He's like, yeah, I shot his wife in the living room. She'll bleed out. Nods. And they put on their night vision and they go in. Yeah. And it's just like,
she's still alive. She's going to bleed out. What a fucking mess. Yeah.
Just fucking tactical, man, right? So I was on that sort of like, so I literally Googled realistic special ops movies. Added like 10 things to my watch list. Triple Frontier is, it's on Netflix. It's about these guys doing an operation there. One of them's in like Mexico or I think Spain or something. It's kind of like Sicario-esque where he's like taking down a drug cartel.
Okay.
And then he basically goes, dude, I could just fucking on the side hire some of my friends who were spec ops guys, go in, kill the drug cartel, take all the money, and we're set for life, basically. And that's what the movie's about.
Cool.
So it's him hiring just a ragtag bunch of guys, and they go in and basically try and do crime.
Oh, yeah.
Just illegal. Just
dude, my boys will murder the shit out of them, tactically.
Yeah. They're like, it's so cool, though. They're like, we're not wearing a flag on our arms, boys, so this is literally murder and assault and robbery.
Cool.
And they're like, you all cool with that? And they're like, yeah.
You're paying, right?
It's a drug cartel, and they're going to get millions of dollars. Yeah. So they're like, well, let's go. And it's tactical. It's cool. It's realistic. It's very good.
Nice.
I don't know if realistic is the right word, but at least some of the, you know,
it doesn't feel, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So I recommend that. Solid 3 out of 5. Good movie, actually.
Yeah.
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, I was about to say, it has a really stacked cast. I know Ben Affleck, Oscar Isaac. Who else is in it?
Sorry. That one dude from The Gentlemen.
Matthew McConaughey,
Charlie Hunnam.
That's who it was.
Garrett Hedlund, Pedro Pascal,
Jax,
Pedro
from
Pascal.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, Pedro Pascal as well.
Yeah,
America's Daddy right now. Very solid movie. I'd recommend it. I liked it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like we did an episode on that back.
No,
we
did definitely not.
Definitely did.
Are
not.
We fucking sure, man?
Yes, 100%. I'm
100% sure.
Okay, fine.
Two people, 100% sure. Fine.
No.
Hey, I forgot to mention. Are you interested in watching that documentary on the iPhone?
Fuck yeah.
Why don't you ask me where I saw it?
This son of a bitch.
Son
of a bitch over here.
I'm going to rent it on Apple TV.
Thank you.
I'm going to rent it on Apple TV. Fuck you. Where'd you watch it?
Tubi.
Of course.
Tubi gang, rise up. Shout out Tubi gang.
Bold. I got a Quibi subscription. Yeah.
This is the fucking, the sound. You know how like Netflix gives you the dong when you open it? Mm-hmm. This is the Tubi sound effect.
When you open Tubi, boom,
bing bong,
bing bong. It's great.
It's fucking.
Yeah.
Welcome to Tubi.
Yeah, interrupts the movie to do like a boing, like 30 seconds of boing boing for no reason.
Boing boing boing.
Listen, dude, all you gotta do is link your Quibi to your Mubi to your Tubi on your Amazon Prime account, and then you can watch it for free.
What was your made up streaming service from last week?
Which one?
You had three. I'm
which
sorry.
One?
There was the porn streaming service, which is Boobie.
Right.
There was a movie that has
Boobie
just,
Tubi.
Yeah. There was one that just has like joint, like Pineapple Express movies, like weed movies.
Mm.
That was Doobie.
Right.
And then I don't remember the other one.
It's one about like buffets. Lubies.
Oh, right. Yeah. Lubie.
Lubie was a porn one. That was the alternate name for the porn one.
That was another porn streaming service.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh yeah, it was the Bollywood one, which was Ruby. That's their currency.
Yeah.
So check out Tubi. It's it's great. That's where I saw it.
I'm gonna rent it on purpose.
That's fine. If you want to fucking pay for your fucking movies.
I would rather pay than get ads, for sure. Yeah, 100%.
And that's that casual watch, casual break, get some popcorn, go take a pee, check your phone.
I gotta go pee-pee during the commercial break.
Oh, pause it. Oh, wait, I don't have to. It's playing an ad.
Yeah.
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 Sounds kind of gay, dude.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what I was about to say about why I don't want to do it.
My other TV service I got is gaby. It's all gay stuff.
It's all gay babies.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, that's it for me.
All right, time for motherfucking challengers, baby.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to start with what I thought this movie was going to be.
Okay.
Because I saw the trailer, and I was like, okay, Zendaya, Polly, threesome.
Like, 100%.
The trailer is just like, honestly, I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
That Zendaya doesn't do much for me, and she's a great actress, but I was like, I get what this movie is. I honestly wasn't even excited to see it. And then I even bailed on the first screening we were going to go to because I was like, I'm tired.
I'm tired, boss.
And it was a busy week. And so I was like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then I saw it and I was like, wow, that trailer sucks ass because this is a fucking banger.
Yeah. I mean, going into it, I was already apprehensive because I was like, you know, my whole life, I've always been pretty like morally against that lifestyle and...
Just, tennis?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Was that the joke?
Yeah, that was the entire
fuck
bit
me,
I was
man.
About to do.
Sorry, damn it.
It's fine.
Sorry, I'm not telepathic. Sorry, I saw a joke and didn't realize you wrote it.
It's okay.
Shut the fuck up!
I was going into the movie expecting a little different outcome.
Go on.
And I think that made me enjoy it a little less on my first watch. But...
He thought it was a football movie.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, I thought they were playing football. Mm-hmm. Why can't they play football instead? They totally sold this movie on a threesome.
Yeah.
100%. That's exactly what I thought.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The trailer, I know you have to put asses in seats, but like, come on.
Show it, dude.
Let me see those boys fuck.
I want to see an Eiffel Tower on the big screen.
Exactly.
Literally, I walked out and I went to the screening rep and I was like, where was the spit roast, dude?
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where was it? I felt cheaped out of my fucking ticket that I didn't pay for. Yeah. You know,
you thought you were going to see like a Gaspar Noé's Love, just a full-on porn movie.
Yeah,
starring Zendaya. Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, that'd be pretty fucking.
I pulled up like this DP bound gangbang. I was like, movie long as hell.
They definitely sold it on her having a threesome in this movie.
Yeah, they sold this as a Zendaya fucks movie.
Yeah, which is the price of admission. To be fair, but totally different movie. Did not expect what was coming. And I did enjoy it. I really did enjoy it. It was a damn good movie. But I do got to say, I think it is fucking carried by the score. Atticus Ross.
I love the score.
And Trent Reznor and the editing of this movie.
Yeah, I'd agree.
If this was like a time... I mean, it's not a fucking beginning to end timeline movie where... You know, it's one of those where the timeline kind of mixes up and you don't know where you are all the time.
Yeah.
So I liked the pacing of it a lot. But if it was more of a straightforward, like, if this is what happens, this is what happens, I would have liked it a lot less.
Yeah, it would have been boring. Because it basically trickles information to you while it's, like, I mean, obviously we're going to spoil shit, so welcome to the actual review part of it.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like, they're in the sauna and he goes, yeah, like... You wish you had her, or something like that. And he says, like, wish.
Yeah.
And then it goes, Atlanta, 3 months earlier.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, they fucked.
Yeah.
It's like, because if it did it linear, you would be like, ah, it's not as interesting.
Yeah.
I love the way that.
Yeah.
No, I love the slow reveal of everything, especially the little motions between the two, especially at the end. But to me, the movie is the end of this movie.
Yeah,
like, this has a borderline perfect ending to me.
It is a perfect ending.
It's a whiplash ending, dude.
Everything comes together. It's the tennis, the sports movie of it all, plus the acting between the characters, and Deo fucking kills it. The back and forth, the editing, the fucking first person of the ball and the rackets, even, and then the shot underneath them under the tennis court.
Dude.
Yeah,
fucking perfection.
Yeah, so I think it's all good. I think the score is just exceptional. I don't feel like the score carries the movie. It's not like the only thing good, though.
If it wasn't, if that score wasn't there, dude, I would find this movie less interesting for sure.
Definitely. That the score is phenomenal. I mean, yeah, like it's taking over Twitter. Have you seen that?
Oh, is it?
Like, yeah, they're putting it on every movie scene. They're like, here's Dune 2 fight scene with the challenge score. Here's the Matrix highway scene.
That's
with
awesome.
They're just like, and it always fits.
That's sick.
It's really cool.
But it, I feel like it kind of, at least for me now, kind of masks the issues that I had with it, especially the time jumps in that where the characters are in time. It's like, so you're telling me Zendaya is 10 years older than she was at the beginning of this movie. The only difference is her hair, and she has a full-grown child now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, dude?
Yeah, I wish on the flashbacks they made it up, like they gave him like one of those spinny propeller hats and a big lollipop to yeah. show that they were younger.
Yeah, the backwards hat and the band music shirt.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do, fellow kids?
So you're saying this is a bad take?
No, I'm just joking.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know, like I never felt like they were 10 years older than they were.
I mean, they did successfully imply that they were younger via their makeup and wardrobe.
Yeah,
I feel I got it.
Yeah. It sold for me.
It sold.
Yeah. I didn't believe Zendaya for some reason.
Well, Zendaya
looks 12.
Yeah, she's straight perma 12, dude.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a seat right over there?
You don't think so?
No.
New documentary on Max.
No, I didn't feel like she aged at all. Maybe the guys did, the boys did, but
yeah, I think that's just the way Zendaya's.
Yeah, she
looks.
Just sort of yeah.
She's just you know
has a young feature. Too.
Yeah, she just has stem cells for breakfast. I don't know what she does.
Sure, yeah,
that's fair. But I the kid bothered me. I'm like, I don't give a shit that she has a kid.
Yeah, no, she wasn't even like really in it. I mean, the scene where he went into his daughter's room to sleep after she was out cheating on him was rough. But that was pretty sad.
Yeah,
yeah. That
but
that
hey, be boring. Better at tennis.
Right, that's the
yeah.
whole point.
You that's literally yeah.
then you could bag Zendaya,
and then also him just be like, "You hate her, or you hate him, don't you?" And she's like, "No, I like him so much,
dude. He's so cool.
He's kind of the best ever, dude."
Okay, so then if I beat him, you won't completely dry up, completely.
Nope.
No.
If you lose, yeah. I'll fucking divorce you.
Yeah, cuts him. If you lose, I'll fucking leave you.
And then she fucks his best friend for life. It's yeah. brutal.
Yeah.
BFF, dude.
Buffle.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Just cucked back and forth, dude.
Yeah.
So, kind of going backwards a little bit, Luca Guadagnino is his name. Directed Call Me By Your Name. He directed Suspiria and Bones and All. Movies that we're fans of, for the most part.
Yeah, and I got to confess something. Like, remember when I said I was like, I don't... It looks like a mid-movie with Zendaya threesome, right?
Yeah.
I went in there, blown the fuck away, locked the fuck in. I was like, that movie fucked. I was like... Cinema for well, I don't want to bury it.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was great, right? I loved it. And then I was like, what has this guy done?
Who is this unknown?
Yeah. And then I Google it, says Call Me By Your Name. I was like, oh.
Oh shit.
And then it was like Suspiria remake. Oh.
Yeah.
Bones and All. Good. Not great, but you know, good movie. I was like, oh, I love this guy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, the score was good. Who did that? And I was like, Trent Reznor. I was like,
oh,
duh.
Shit.
Oh shit.
No wonder it was so fucking synthy and EDM.
Yeah.
But they haven't popped off like this in a while though.
Not at all, dude.
It's been vibey fucking droney shit for a while.
I was gonna say the last time that they did was like Gone Girl, maybe. Whenever
yes.
she like you
100%
know, yeah. she kills that one guy in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I the last time I remember Atticus Ross and Trent Reznor fucking going off.
That is them going off, but like this is
they turned up to a hunt, dude. This is like actual music, dude.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like that,
yeah,
like
songs,
those
yeah.
introspective moments where it's like it's the piano like motif where it's like a sort of like a waterfalling thing. You know what I'm talking
dude,
about?
They have a choir, like a children's choir at one point. That it was fucking haunting in a way.
Yeah. It was
fucking
great.
A, man.
I mean, right from the beginning, like the slow-mo.
Yeah.
Like when they're ready for you. And it's like one of the first scenes. And it's just like, just this driving
so fucking
EDM.
Yeah.
And it's this slow motion shot of just him exiting the dressing room. And I'm already got goosebumps. I'm like, oh, I'm in for it.
Yeah.
And I was.
And I guess what?
I was.
Guys, spoilers. I was in for it.
I was in.
You was in the movie.
It was good. Then it turns into a fucking Avengers movie. Challengers, I need you to distract Kang.
Yeah, he's right behind me, isn't he? Yeah. He's like, yes, and he's actually fucking you in this threesome. Yeah. Dude, there was a Twitter meme I saw where it was like, tennis will return.
In 2024.
Yeah. That was so funny.
Tennis will return.
Yeah.
Dude, that part where it showed them playing doubles and he did that like behind the nut shot, I was like, I actually went, what?
Yeah. Oh. I flinched because some of the CG ball was go right at the camera and it was like, and it just go, I went,
yeah.
Yeah. The CG ball was something I wanted to bring up too. Was the it's an interesting choice, but it's like, it's a choice you have to do just for practical filmmaking purposes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you can't hit it perfectly all the time.
No. That would take so much fucking time. And they, at least they had like a tennis master like be able to assist on all of the, like, what's it called whenever they're assisting on the real
consulting?
Consulting. A tennis consultant on it.
When you said tennis master, I imagine like Hattori Hanzo being like, oh,
do you understand?
It's just Mario from Mario Tennis.
Yeah.
You see, you hit the ball.
I wanted Waluigi to walk out on the court like,
like, oh fuck, he serves a perfect flaming ball serve. Yeah, but let's see. The one thing I caught was the it seemed like they were eating phallic foods the whole movie, weren't they?
100%
churros and bananas, and he'd be like, "Hey, dude, you want some of this?" You know, just like all the whole movie.
It is definitely implied that they've had a relationship further than the...
You think so?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I think so.
I feel like they would have told her if that was the case.
Even if they maybe would or wouldn't have told her, it's being implied based on their behavior and like the cock foods and everything.
That's true. And yeah, I also think even then, though, like even if they didn't have like sexual experiences with each other, they had sexual experiences in the same room for one.
Yes.
But when they start kissing each other,
they're going at it, dude.
They're going at it, and there's like an unrequited love there. You know what I mean?
It's there's like oh, this is not the first time, or maybe it's the first time, but it's not.
It's the first
un-mutual.
Time, but it's literally unlocked. You know what I mean? Like, new character development unlocked, you know, that sort of thing. And I didn't mind it at all. I thought it was an interesting aspect to their love triangle. It's like it was kind of opposite of like a traditional love triangle. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like they all had love for each other.
I mean, this is a true love triangle because there's love going in every single direction. That is a love triangle.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, just a love V, right?
Yeah.
Something. I don't know. I pass out.
Otherwise, it's a... They're fucking obsessed with her. I loved that scene at her party when they're both just like fucking obsessed with her, dude. And they can't bring themselves to leave the party.
Yeah.
Just in case she
comes
back.
They're waiting to exactly where they know she has to come back to. Yeah. Like,
just simping hard as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, m'lady, are you done with your promo press marketing?
He tips his fedora.
Yeah. We were hoping you'd come. I have cigarettes.
We have beer.
And I love that she implies right away, even in the hotel room, she's like, I'm not a home wrecker. And then turns out she fucking is.
Wrecks both of their lives for decades.
Yeah. After her injury, like, they don't talk to each other ever again, basically.
Brutal.
Up until that challenge.
Yeah. Well, you know, this kind of is jumping ahead to the end a little bit, but the moral or the motive, do you think it's like part of me is like, she just really wanted to see good tennis.
That was...
Yeah, for sure.
For me, that was it.
Yeah.
And also a way to bring them back together.
Because she said that initially... Mm-hmm. When she was like, she made them kiss and was like, whoever wins tomorrow gets my number. And then she's like, they're like, what? She's like, I just want to see some good tennis. And she walks out.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants people to be as competitive as humanly possible for her benefit.
And they always talk about this too, the metaphor of like, oh, when good tennis is happening, it's a relationship. It's a communication. It's love. And that whole waxing poetic about it thing. But then like there was that moment where Zendaya is in her match. And she gets intense and she gets a winning hit and she goes, come on.
Yeah.
And then that's reprised later in the end where she finally sees some good tennis and she goes, come on.
Yeah.
And it was a win for her too.
Yes.
Like it was her win again. So it's, dude. Yeah. That was a perfect ending.
Because she'd set it up. It's not that like one person won over the other. And that is left ambiguous at the very end.
Yeah.
As to which of them won. But it was very much like, at least she's watching good tennis, finally for the first time. And it almost like, do you think that Zendaya is doing all of this to get the best out of both of them?
Wait, you think it's ambiguous as to who won the match at the end?
There is no final answer to who won.
Yeah, there's no final answer.
Oh, I was like 100% positive that blonde guy hit the spike that won the game and then the guy under him caught him. I thought it was like a symbolic thing of like, he accepted the loss and then... caught him so that he wouldn't hurt himself.
But they were very clear though, if you go over they were very clear to show this, but if you know tennis and if you go over the net at all, that is a you get a point taken away from you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
you
that.
You can't hit the ball until it crosses the net. I Googled it too because I was like, who won the challenge?
Oh, game? I just assumed that it was the guy that hit the spike won the game and the guy that caught him sacrificed the game to ensure his safety when he.
I see the symbolism there and that does make sense and that would be cool. But technically, it was only the first round of like the match point. So there's like,
one of five.
There's literally like, well, it's like best of seven. So that, or something like
it's
that.
It's not an anime ending at all, then.
Yeah.
No, it's so ambiguous, but I think that's the point is
that. Oh, and you don't know if they're gay, so it's double ambiguous.
Yeah, exactly.
They're ambiguously gay. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I get it. But a perfect ending, though. It really was. And I like that it was ambiguous. I like that you don't exactly know.
Yeah,
I was saying before, I think it is sort of Zendaya setting up the whole situation to get the boast out of the best out of both players.
Mm-hmm.
And even when she doesn't quite know that Patrick is going to show the symbolism, like, yeah, dude, I fucked her. Like with the tennis ball.
Dude, that was sick.
In the neck of the tennis racket. When that finally happens, everybody in the theater was like on edge waiting for it to happen because they fucking teased it for so long.
So long.
During the match.
I wrote it down on my Alma card. I was like, he's going to put the ball on the racket to fuck with him. And because I was like, I'm calling this. Like, but it was obvious after like it teased it for four more minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, he's going to fucking do it. And then. Yeah.
Because at every stop, at every you're waiting for him to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it finally happened, and the whole theater was like, "Oh shit!" Yeah. I love that, dude.
Yeah, it was so. And then the long tease, the edge for like 5 minutes, and then the serve, and it just goes right past him, and then he just stands up. Music cuts. He goes, "Fuck off!"
Yeah.
And then point deduction, verbal obscenity. You know, like this is. It's just I loved like the almost. Comic levity of their relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it wasn't like a crime of passion or anything. Like it wasn't like a rage filled.
Yeah, like it was, but it had some levities.
But it was internal, and I also don't think like it wasn't like a cucked situation. Like it didn't feel like that. Like how dare you?
No, it was like banter.
Yeah.
They both have stagnated in their careers, and only they can bring out the competition in each other again.
But Zendaya is the one that brings it out of both of them.
Yeah.
And that's why she's like, fucking let's go!
Yeah.
Because she did it. She got the best out of both of them, and she's finally watching good tennis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It
rekindles their relationship, too. Yeah. Like, she sees them hugging at the end. It's like, fuck yeah, I brought them back together. I'm not a homewrecker anymore.
Mm-hmm. You ever want to see some good tennis so bad you cuck people for decades?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do it.
It's the only way to do it, actually.
That's how you do it. That's how you go about it.
Fuck communication and therapy. Just fucking set up a decade-long feud.
Dude. I'm a fucking winner.
Yeah.
Art was a cuck throughout the whole movie, especially like whenever he was like jealous of them being in a relationship and he's trying to sabotage it. And he's like, oh, he doesn't love you. She's like, who the fuck said I needed someone to love me?
Yeah.
But I don't think he actually gets... He got his groove back, like much like Stella.
Yeah.
In that sense. In the fucking the steam room scene, dude.
A little bit.
He ate in that fucking scene.
Yeah.
I thought that was his best by far of the entire film.
Yeah. Kind of quake 9.8 for sure.
Well, he's like, you're standing in front of me with your dick out like I'm supposed to be afraid of it. Like that line was fucking hard. And then he's like, I'm a champion. I'm gonna be remembered and you're gonna be left here. Uh-huh. Basically.
No, he goes, dude, I'm just visiting.
Yeah.
I'm just passing through.
You live
here.
Ugh. That was a brutal line.
And then he whipped out his cock and slapped him and walked out.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Then he hit a one pull nut.
Yeah.
And it went on the steam rocks and it seemed come into the sauna.
Yeah. That happened.
That was my favorite part of the movie.
That was a good
actually.
Scene. That was a great scene. Much like the pineapple and Call Me by Your Name.
Exactly.
The steam room scene, dude.
Wait, was it a peach?
It's peach. It's a peach.
Ah, fuck, man.
You fucked it.
You haven't seen that movie.
Imagine fucking a pineapple. I love him so much. Anyways. So gay. Honestly, speaking of gay.
I'm gay.
The guy, whoever was the Riz guy. Dude.
Zweig?
Josh O'Connor. That is Patrick.
Dude.
Patrick Zweig.
Yeah, he's great.
He fucking absolutely murdered.
I love that it.
I could be raised up by him. I think
for sure.
Yeah, I think I'm 100%
straight, and I would fuck that guy's dick,
dude. He's he's on Tinder basically to fuck people so he can have a place to stay.
And he succeeds every night.
Yeah,
every,
yeah.
And you can tell it's unspoken. You can tell he does
this.
He's
like,
a lot.
Oh, I'll just seal it. Dude, the scene where he just, where he's like, oh, fuck, I have to seal this deal. And he goes in for the kiss. And she's like, she like jerks away for a second. She's like, oh, whoa. And then she's like, ah, well, I do like him.
Yeah. He is charming and beautiful. Yeah.
He basically fucked up the entire date by talking to this other woman.
Well, no, I think she saw it was a famous, because that girl's woman's so famous.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, he knows her?
Yeah.
And then he's like, sorry, that was just... And she... Because Zendaya looks at her, and she's like...
That was another bullshit thing, though. Why is she famous? She tore her ACL in fucking college.
She's a brand now.
Yeah.
She becomes
a brand. Is anybody going to remember her? A college athlete?
It's like, like...
Those are a dime a dozen, dude. That's fucking bullshit. I call bullshit on that one.
Yeah, but it's... I just assumed she was so goddamn good that she's legendary.
That's the vibe.
And then she just became a businesswoman, relevant still in the sport. Kind of like a retired... Any retired athlete. They do commentary.
But they're not
going to
do fucking billboards. Maybe
Aston Martin.
It would be Art that does the billboards, but she wouldn't be on it as a college athlete.
I mean,
fucking...
they're probably known as like a power couple thing. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Coach.
You simply have to accept it.
Simply, that is the most unrealistic thing in this movie.
Yeah. College athlete? No, I don't think that happens.
She was just that good.
She was just that good in college.
She was just that good as a in females tennis in college.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, everybody said in like while she was doing that, she already had brand deals.
Yeah, that's true. She was already a household name before college.
Yeah,
all right.
So yeah, you're right.
All right, I'll give you that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Editing was fucking phenomenal,
dude.
I got to shout that out. The whole goddamn movie,
dude.
Not only the non-linear storytelling, but the pace and the whip pans and like the snappiness of it.
Yeah. So good.
It's one of those movies where you feel smarter after leaving it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like, just
wow,
so
that was so fucking. Meh.
It was so snappy, like you said. Yeah. It just had a flow to it in a pace that just it was fucking breakneck speed. It really was.
Yeah. I have a question.
I never once felt like, all right, let's get on with the fucking movie.
Yeah.
No, I was never bored.
No.
Especially that driving score. What did he say to her at the bar when they hooked up in Atlanta? The music was so loud I couldn't even hear him. So when
he said a lot of stuff, I don't remember.
Fuck, they had a whole exchange that I couldn't hear because the music was so loud. When she's in the bar, it says Atlanta. The flashback when they cheated, right? And he walks by the window, and then the music just cues in, and she's, and then
I don't know if we're meant to hear that. We're watching them from like the lobby, and they're talking at the table.
Yes.
Oh no.
No. They talk at the table before Art sees them from the lobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're just meant to see them like having a repartee, like you know.
And then Art sees them, and then it cuts away, and then they're gone.
I guess there was like Zendaya shot, him shot, Zendaya shot. There was a conversation.
Well, then there's that part where he goes, "Oh my God, she's a gone girl." Yeah. She's gone.
I don't know, maybe next time open your fucking ears, you fucking...
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shit for brains, dude.
I shoved popcorn in my ears in that moment, and I was busy talking to the autistic guy.
I was talking about Alien.
You're eating corn nuts next to the guy.
Which, by the way, the corn nuts guy...
No way.
He was back at the Alien screening, and Josh was sitting next to him.
He's a press member.
Yeah, and he busted out a Ziploc bag. This time it was a plastic container full of nuts.
Didn't hear him at all.
Well, that's good. The movie is an action movie, though. So.
Yeah, maybe
it was a fucking Civil War that had like multiple silent
real life gunshots that are going off.
It was annoying.
He chilled out for Fall Guy.
That's good.
How chill was he? Flaccid one pull nut.
Gun with no ammo. Yeah.
I guess I'll keep on living.
That's about all I got for Challengers. This is a fucking banger, dude.
Yeah. That underneath the tennis court shot, Luca Guadagnino wanted to do that for... That's how you say his fucking name. What are you laughing at? Fuck you, man.
Because I was saying it wrong in my head the whole time.
You're the Guadagnino.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I get it. I was too. I had to practice that. So the last shot under the tennis court, apparently he's had that shot in his mind since Suspiria, and he wanted to do it on Suspiria. But budget constraints meant he couldn't fucking do it.
But there's no tennis in Suspiria, so...
I know, right? No, it was supposed to be Tilda Swinton's character, like the head maiden of the ballet center or whatever. She was living under the ballet studio
the mother.
Time. The mother.
Yeah, like the demon mother in the basement.
Yes, sorry. She was living there the whole time, and then it was supposed to be a one of her shots looking up at the ballet studio.
That's cool.
He's like, I never got to do it. He's like, so I redeemed myself and did it in this movie.
The more I think about that, he did Suspiria, the more the editing makes sense here, too. Mm. Not like he edited it, but he's got his style.
Yeah.
So, like, dude, Suspiria's editing is fucking amazing, too.
Dude, even Call Me By Your Name, dude. That one's a lot more of a slow pace, like slow burn movie.
Yeah.
But not once in that movie did I feel like, all right, let's get going.
Yeah. I've been meaning to rewatch it, but it's just such a painful watch, honestly. It's sad.
I want to rewatch
me up.
The dad scene. That's a great fucking scene.
Fuck, it rips your fucking heart out.
When he's basically confessing to his son, he's like, yeah, I'm kind of gay too, but I love your mom.
Did he say that? I thought it was more of a speech about love.
Dude. Gay love.
Mm.
I don't know.
Or love.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm an ally.
Wow. No,
what do you mean?
I think I took it as his dad was confessing to him. It's like, yeah, I was kind of in your same boat.
Oh, I gotta rewatch it.
But I lived in a time where that wasn't acceptable. He's like, I'm here to accept you for who you are, and he's like, even though I am in your shoes, basically, he's like, I feel for you. I don't know. Watch it again.
I do need to watch it.
Maybe I need to watch it again. That's what I took out of it.
I took it from like, look, you're young. You're going to feel this only a few times in your life. And soon, when you're old, people don't even want to look at you anymore. And well, like it was like a, you don't have much of yourself to give, the more you give. And it was like a speech about love, I thought.
Yeah.
Not like, hey, bro, I'm fucking gay too.
He's like, look, you're a pizza, and the more people take slices, the less of a pizza you are until you're not a pizza anymore.
Yeah. And then
it's Italian, right?
Yeah. And then it cuts back to Timothy, and he's just fucking the pineapple. Like, ow, ow, ow!
That was all I had for... fucking challengers.
Yep, yeah. Same.
I like how it gives you reasons to root. If you're going to choose one to root for, it gives you a plethora of reasons to choose either or.
Yeah.
Like you really...
Who are you rooting for?
Originally, I was rooting for Zweig, Riz guy.
I was rooting for him the whole time.
Yeah.
He did get a bit more unredeemable later.
Yes.
When he was just like, come be my coach. And she's like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? Yeah.
He's like, come on.
Come on.
And then his sort of facade started to fall.
Mm-hmm.
But then he kind of still gets it back where he's just like, I know I'm a piece of shit. Like, your problem is you think you're a piece of shit, but you think you have such a high opinion of, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I get you.
He got a bit more towards it, but I was still fucking team. Yeah.
I was from the beginning. He was the underdog from the beginning, so I was like, I'm gonna root for him.
Yeah,
you know,
I was going for Art the whole time up until the fucking signal on the racket. I was like, oh shit, because he just fucking killed that.
Yeah, I just like the guy that plays jazz versus the guy that's the reach sheet music. You know, that guy's so autistic. Not autistic, but he's so
regimented,
literal and type A. Just like, I do it proper. And then he's fucking hitting balls between his legs, doing cartwheels and shit. So I was like, I want the fucking...
Literal cartwheels.
Yeah. And I liked him the whole movie, but...
I get it. He was the cooler of the two.
I wanted him to win. And I was actually a little disappointed that you didn't get an ending, but I did also think Art won for a second. But then...
No, yeah, I was... The way I saw it, because I don't know about that, I didn't know about that rule or anything, I was like, okay, Art won. Yeah.
Did you believe that Zendaya was going to leave Art?
No.
If he lost?
I don't think so.
I think it was just motivation.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Especially after she walked in on the daughter and him, like, in the room together. Like, she was just so fucking tennis-pilled at the time, you know what I mean? She's just such a competitor that she needs to fucking win, you know?
But also, I think two things can be true at once. I don't think she would have left him, but I do think...
She would have lost respect for him?
The other guy was right in saying, you're never going to love him if I beat him. Or whatever
right.
he said.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to fucking... I'm going to go out there. I'm going to be an alpha. And your boyfriend, your husband, he's a beta.
He had the smegma grind set on him.
Mm-hmm. I stand on my business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On God, no cap.
Dead ass for real.
Dead ass for real.
And he had the fucking broccoli haircut too.
So. Yay.
He did. Sometimes, yeah. Like All I said, charming Rizzy God.
Yeah.
Fair enough, boys. That was Challengers. Now...
Is it cinema?
Just farts.
With Marty Scorsese. We have to determine whether or not Challengers is in fact cinema or not cinema. That's how we rate movies on this podcast. The thoughtful consideration. I like this movie. It wasn't what I expected. But I have to give this movie fucking cinema based on the ending alone. It's fucking great.
Josh, you want fuck fuck. Where's the fuck
cocky one boing boing.
Where's Zendaya getting plowed? 0 out of 5 stars on Letterboxd.
That was my initial reaction, but I think I like it more now. Alex?
After watching several Zendaya deepfakes, yeah. I'm fine now.
I'm fine. I got over it. yeah, this is cinema for as fuck.
Yeah. Cinema?
Is cinema.
Cinema with a Zendaya.
Yeah. Zendaya's cinema.
Yes, of course it's cinema. It's fucking banger, hardly know her.
It's got men kissing. Of course it's cinema.
Pretty much, dude.
All right,
I'm
now.
I'm a sucker for that.
Is it 4-3-4 me? It's our final round. It's all cinema, but is it 4-3? Does it belong in the fucking 4-3 format? Go ahead, Chris.
Nope. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. nope.
Nope. I was like, it's not for you?
yeah. Chris, kick us off.
Absolutely. This is a banger, hardly an hour. This is one of those movies where I left the theater going, I know I'm going to own that.
Yeah.
I got it. That's a fucking banger, dude.
Alexander Michael Alex Wilson.
This is my complete full government name. Yeah, I fucking was so surprised I liked this. I genuinely thought I was not going to give a fuck about it, and I loved it.
Me too.
Yeah. I am kind of on the fence because of that first watch. And like I said, I had some issues kind of detail-wise with it.
No fucky fuck.
Yeah, no cocky boing boing.
No cocky boing boing. Didn't sell me. Didn't give me what I was sold.
30-minute fucking scene with Paris, you know, Eiffel Towering each other, yeah. And no music at all.
I was expecting the Team America scene, honestly.
Yeah. For 10 minutes. Just MacGruber and Team America scene back to back.
No, I really like this fucking movie. It's fucking cinema, dude.
Let's go.
Whoops. It's fucking cinema 4-3. Oh, yeah. Really, really good. I want to own this one for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think I rated it like 3.5. I think I need to bump it to 4. I really fucking liked it.
So 4.5 for me.
Four and a half.
Think I did.
Oh, wow.
I think I only took a half star off because I was a little frustrated. Like, I didn't get the closure of, like, because they built up, like, who's going to win for 2 hours.
Sure.
Yeah. And then they were just like, guess what? It doesn't matter who wins because they all win because they all love each other. And I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the fucking match.
But, no, I get it.
But I still, you know, I like the way it ended. But yeah.
But even in the steam room, he was like, it doesn't matter who wins. Like, I'm still going to get out of here and I'm going to go. Like, you live here. You're not going to fucking advance to the next fucking round or whatever.
I don't know. Maybe they both revitalized their careers like they were like talking about.
All right. Well, we'll find out in Challengers 2.
Mm-hmm. Electric
the Revenge the Kang of Kang Dynasty. They didn't play Billie Jean one fucking time in this movie. That's a huge miss.
I know, right?
Fucking Orange Circle opens up and John McAvoy walks out. He's just spiking racket.
McEnroe.
Yeah, McEnroe, yeah.
Fuck. John McAvoy. Who's that?
Who's that?
I think you were thinking of James McAvoy.
James, yeah.
All right.
And John McEnroe.
Yep. Just connecting fucking neurons firing up there. I get you.
All right. DMTs.
Dumb movie title for Challengers. I got Triple Trouble Tennis and U.S. Open Relationship.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. That's the one. Yeah. Good.
I just have tennis twinks.
I have. They're fucking gay and they play tennis. They all fucked all Zendaya. I don't know.
That's all I have.
I just had Tennis the Menace and tonsil tennis.
Tonsil, that's good.
Why is tonsil tennis?
Like tonsil hockey. It's like making out.
Oh, haven't heard that.
Really?
Never heard that.
You played hockey and you never heard tonsil hockey?
No.
That's what kids call making out. You play tonsil hockey with her, dude?
Wild. I never heard that.
Yeah. In third grade, they're like, you play tonsil hockey?
Literally wearing a hockey jersey like, huh, that's weird. I haven't heard of tonsil hockey.
You're wearing the fucking mask and everything. All right.
The Mighty Cucks.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
But this isn't hockey. This is tennis.
No, that's pretty good.
All right.
It's pretty good.
All right. That's it.
All right, show's over.
All right, Noah, do you want to do sports movies?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You want to try and guess budget for this first?
Oh, okay.
What's the budget for Challengers?
I know what it is.
Okay.
$33 million.
$20 million.
Fuck.
Alexander Wilson wins with a budget of $50 million.
Ooh, wild.
For a sports film
Zendaya
about
Zendaya produced this bad boy.
That'll do it.
Coming off Euphoria, coming off Dune 2.
Coming off Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Yeah.
And it was postponed due to the actor strike, so.
I just imagine, like, the director going in to pitch the studio, like, look, I need $50 million. We're going to have so much tennis. And so much fuck.
So much fucking tennis.
Please, I love tennis so much. Can you please give me the money?
Just
I want to do this one so bad.
Just several million dollars, please. Do you want to see Zendaya fuck? Do you want to see Zendaya fuck? That's what he just keeps saying. They're like, they're like putting millions of dollars. They're like, 10? He's like, Zendaya, fuck. 10. Don't worry. Do you want to see 20, 30, 40? He's like, all
right. Eiffel Towered, both of them, same time. In this fucking
with the hottest male actors you've ever seen. Do you want to see? Thank you. just runs away. He's like, he spends it all on tennis balls.
Guess what? They're just playing tennis.
He just throws it to his dog.
So. Fucking idiots.
How much was the box office for Challengers?
Ooh.
It's only been out 1 week, so just the opening weekend box office.
1 weekend.
I don't have any, like,
a week
perspective on how much a movie should
make. Give $22 million.
Okay.
Fuck, that's probably too much.
$23
million. No!
No, I'll do a real guess. 30.
Alex Wilson wins again.
With what?
$15 million in the box office. Not great, but
I would have done way better if I was the box office for this movie.
But it is the opening weekend of the movie, so.
Yeah, it's got to some be time. Yeah. Not a blockbuster.
The opening weekend is really slow, and then it's going to get fucking way overshadowed by Fall Guy. That's going to make a fucking $1 billion.
Yeah, I guess
I have no doubt that's going to be a number one. Like, it's a fucking crowd-pleasing family fun.
Yeah, they market the fuck out of it, too. They know.
Just like the fucking Apes movie, apparently.
If I see another fucking Ape trailer,
I'm
swear to God.
I'm fucking tired of it, to be honest.
Guerrilla filmmaking at its finest.
All right, boys, let's get out of here.
Wait, sports movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you suggested
fucking
it.
Fucking bitch.
Whoa.
Yeah, you fucking goddamn... Yeah, I don't know.
You want to start us off?
Challengers.
This is a good one.
Thank
this
you.
A good guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Rudy.
A great movie.
Any Given Sunday.
Slapshot.
Nice.
The Mighty Ducks.
Friday Night Lights.
Goon.
That's what I was going to say. I thought it wasn't a movie for a second. Am I just making that up?
I'm intentionally taking all the hockey ones so that you'll be out.
The Sandlot.
A League of Their Own.
For the Love of the Game.
Miracle.
That's a great hockey movie. Shit, brother.
I've already forgotten almost everything that's been said. So I'm like, fuck, I'm so fucked.
I'm so fucking fucked. You sound like Doom Guy.
Dude, I'm so fucked.
Eats 10 edibles and goes to work. And he's like, guys, you're not going to believe this.
Those 10 edibles hit.
Latest development. I am fucking fucked.
This just in. I am fucking fucked.
Imagine being helped by someone on 10 edibles. They're like...
Just like not even believing your skin's real, and you gotta make a pizza for somebody.
Hit an ex machina moment.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm out. I guess.
The Benchwarmers.
Goon.
Already been said.
All right.
Leaving me the victor.
Making me the victor.
You won all three games, dude. Good for you.
Wow.
I'm a winner. I'm gonna go home and die.
You call that a hat trick in hockey. Go Stars.
All right, boys, let's get out of here.
Thanks for listening to There Are Too Many Movies. Hey, sub on Patreon. Give it a shot.
Also, sub in general. Just be a submissive person and let me dominate you.
I think it totally looks like I'm naked underneath. I'm thinking about this now. This is blocking my short shorts, and I'm just wearing a hockey jersey naked.
Shit. Dude, his dick's been out the whole episode.
You guys intimidated by my
Real challenger.
Yeah. Later, toads.
Bye.
Younging.